about to break it down. This is shit that fat people, we cannot do. Right? First thing, we got to make sure that our clothes are ironed and pressed. We cannot leave the house wrinkled. Think about it. Skinny niggas can get away with that. But you be like, oh, but just think about it, though. You see a fat nigga walk down the street. Oh, damn, that nigga sloppy. Like, look at him. Fucking clothes wrinkled. That's the first thing. Right. That's the first thing that y'all going to say, right? So we can't do that. Second thing, we cannot waste food on our clothes. Because the first thing y'all going to say, damn, that nigga fat and he sloppy. Look at that motherfucker.
I'm like a 4-year-old when it comes to fucking dropping food on me and having stains on my shirt.
But see, I perfected it now. Because, you know, being a big nigga, I can't go around with food on my clothes.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Drunk Words Equal Sober Thoughts podcast.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Corona.
That big Rona.
What it is, folks?
Dang.
What's good?
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad I'm not the only one here. But you know how we do. We start this podcast by introducing everybody that's in the room. If you did not know, this is your humble host, brother, man, friend, and
Try to start over.
Rona.
That's that Rona in there.
This is your humble host, brother, man, friend, and fifth floor, a.k.a. the captain of this ship, a.k.a. peeking my LSC, a.k.a. Hello 30.
Yeah. Welcome aboard.
Y'all ain't getting my LSZ, right? My light skin capabilities.
This nigga.
Yeah, wow. I wouldn't peaking. Know nothing about that.
Peeking. Blowing up.
Pause.
Can't relate. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, you know, my LSZ. Just know.
LSZ.
Shout out to Drake. Next up, we got more about Nathan, a.k.a.
The Nate Gatsby.
A.k.a.
World Diamond Nathan.
A.k.a.
Nate the Great.
Ooh, okay. Next up, we got Average Jimmy, a.k.a.
Wash your fucking hands.
A.k.a.
I'm hanging in there.
A.k.a.
Niecy.
Why?
Because my knees fucked up.
Ooh. Next up, we got our special guest back from break. We got College Kid, a.k.a.
Back from break.
A.k.a.
Artist.
A.k.a.
Irvin.
Oh, what? Oh,
because I'm magic.
Oh.
He thought about that.
He knew the whole thing was coming.
Hey, yo, he did. And he have it so he wants you to ask. He threw it up there for you.
Yeah.
He threw an alley hoop to himself.
Yeah, he threw it off the backboard.
It's cold out here. Okay. Next up, we got Grown Man, a.k.a.
The Overweight Lover,
a.k.a.
Big Daddy,
a.k.a.
I ain't got one.
Yo!
I ain't got one.
Come on, bro. I thought that was my birthday, bro.
I ain't had it this week. It's all good, though.
That's crazy. How everybody doing? Everybody good? Got their cups?
Yeah, man.
Stand away from that Rona.
All right.
It's hot, man.
So, you know, we start the show by taking a shot.
College Kid with the Coke.
Let's take a shot up.
Yeah. Long distance.
Yes. the only one not drinking liquor.
Right. College kid, Joe.
Yeah, right, I know, right?
It was pause.
Everybody, pause.
Hey,
that was bad. So, everybody know that we are under a little state of emergency, right?
Yeah.
National emergency.
So, before we get started, let me get started. I got something for everybody, so we can kind of get this whole thing set up. Think so.
Maybe.
A little
bit. Yeah, we had missed last week, you know, so we gotta give him a real good episode this week.
Coronavirus! Coronavirus! Shit is real.
That's crazy. Right, it is. Yeah. That's very creative.
What about Nate? You got to add this to the
right. Yeah, it's a playlist. Our people don't take shit serious. At all.
That's all I want.
Yo, our people don't take nothing
serious. Let's get right into this shit, man. This is crazy. I ain't gonna lie to you. A week ago, I was like, man, fuck coronavirus. Fuck all this stuff. Why is people getting nervous? But now the whole, everything is shut down.
Yeah.
Everything. Yeah. And, like, it's getting to the point where, like, now I'm getting scared. The other day, you know what I just watched on Netflix? No, not on Netflix, but a big mistake, Cinemax.
I already know.
Contagion.
Contagion.
Right?
That's the wrong timing for that.
In the same language they was using back then when they put that movie out, the same language they're using in social distancing and quarantines and all of this stuff. It's getting scary. What y'all think? Y'all scared?
I think the media is blown out of proportion, to be honest.
Well, we know that, right? The media is definitely doing a really bad job of making people calm. And but at the same time, you know, we got a situation where things are happening because of it. And that's not just the media.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the hype kind of went out beforehand. I mean, that's where you had all these people, like at the grocery stores, like buying up every goddamn thing. And my whole thing is this. Why the hell y'all buying toilet paper like that for?
Buying the wrong
like buying thing. The wrong shit.
So it
you
was
need vitamins.
Behind, it was
and,
something behind the toilet paper. Why was people
because,
buying toilet paper?
Well, we get snowed in. You know, everybody got to buy toilet paper, eggs, and milk.
And bread.
And bread,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but so, where toilet paper come from?
I guess if you're going to have a shitty night, yeah, I don't know.
You figure you end home your
well,
whole day.
I think if I'm stuck in the house for the last, you know, for like, you know, a long period of time, the last thing I'm thinking about it's toilet paper, because worst case scenario, I'm just
hopping
in the shower.
Hop right in the shower.
Hop right in the shower, right next to it.
The essentials for me is I need my liquor, I need some eggs, and make sure the cable bill paid.
Well, you got what, you one of three or something
like
that?
Like, that's my three essentials.
Well, the cable bill, you got a long way to go, right?
Yeah, I already paid it. I paid it. I had to.
You all caught up
yeah,
now?
When I, when they sent me the little text message saying, well, not text message, but like we got the email from work saying there's a possibility shit gonna be closed. I said, all right, well, let me go ahead and pay the cable bill because, yeah, I ain't gonna be in the house with no TV. Yeah.
The way I look at the coronavirus is this: I think the coronavirus is the flu's big brother, right?
Mm-hmm.
And basically, you know, when you're in a neighborhood, right, you beat up the flu. Everybody can beat up the flu. Nobody's scared of the flu, right? Mm-hmm. But the flu always threatening people to go get corona. AKA COVID-19, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, everybody's scared of COVID, but he ain't really that serious. Only he could beat up his little kids and old people.
I would say, I don't know. I'm starting to think that corona is more like, you know how you watch like the old school cartoons, and in the old school cartoons, it'd always be like a bad villain or a gangster or whatever, mm-hmm. and they call him Big whoever, Big Tony or whatever.
Yeah.
But nobody knows what he looks like. And then you actually get to go meet Big Tony, and it'd be a little small midget person that right. come out. That's what I think Corona actually is.
COVID?
Yeah. Right. Like you talk about. Wait.
You COVID?
No, you can't be the right one.
No, yo.
COVID-19 for 44.
But they're saying it's like a respiratory virus and shit. Right. It can turn into like pneumonia and all that other stuff. So, I mean, it's serious, but at the same time, like, it's bad. Like, you know, because I ride the MARC train to work. So, you know, everybody is on kind of like high alert and shit. You on a MARC train, a nigga cough, everybody's like time stops and everybody just turn around looking at that person and shit. So yeah, it's been real, but am I scared? I wouldn't say I'm scared. I'm more cautious of anything now. Like I'm more cognizant of what I'm touching and what I'm out here doing.
So what are we doing right now? Like, what are we doing in preparation? Are we have y'all been to the market yet? Have y'all done any of those things?
Yeah, I've been to the market. I got some extra bleach.
Oh, no. I mean, you
bleach?
Got time,
yeah, got some bleach. That's okay. The only thing that's going to kill it, for real. Clorox.
Well, so my thing is this. I'm constantly getting these text messages saying that we're going into quarantine from different sources. Mm-hmm. I heard from this person, blah, blah, mm-hmm. that you should go to the market now because we're going to get quarantined, blah, blah. What would that really look like?
I think it'll be a slow process because they're not going to because what will happen is it'll be a big panic. And everybody's going to rush out. So, like, right now, you know, they're closing down the schools. They're closing down certain businesses.
Thank you.
You know, they're closing down, you know, different stuff slowly but surely.
They closing the casinos.
Yeah, they closed the casino down today.
Yeah, did they close it down?
Yes.
Or they put I thought they said they only allow a certain amount of people in.
Well, the casinos had a limit. Yeah, right. They was letting high rolling niggas. But now the governor came back this morning and issued out a thing. Another, I forgot the piece of what it's called, but he issued out another order and pretty much they shutting them down now.
You know what I would love to see the statistic on, because again, there's a lot of people with mental health issues, right?
Mm-hmm.
And and have a lot of anxiety, depression, and different things like that. These are times where when we cause this hysteria because of situations like this that maybe not even be that serious, those are the people that suffer.
Yeah.
Right? Well, I mean, and I can't imagine how many people are actually killing themselves because of what's going on, thinking that the world is going to end and all of this stuff just because of the media.
Well, that too, but like all your vulnerable populations are really suffering. I mean, even in the hood, like, you know, niggas don't take that shit serious until they know a nigga that got it. So,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, if you think about it like that, most hood niggas don't even take that shit serious. But it is serious because, I mean, it's airborne. It's an airborne pathogen from what I read. I mean, it can lay on surfaces and still exist for a couple of hours or whatever the case may be. So, it don't even got to be a direct transmission, like you cough on a nigga or something like that. Somebody could touch something that has it, and then you come along an hour later and touch the same surfaces, then you got the shit.
What?
Well, you just can't touch your face, though.
Nah, it can't last in out of the body more than a few seconds.
But then that comes back issue. To the whole issue right there. What's the misinformation? Like, what's out there? You know, what's right? What's wrong? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a whole bunch of different stuff that's going on. So I think that.
I think it depends on what surface actually it lands on.
Yeah.
Certain surfaces that it will die really quickly, but there's like paper, it will die really quickly.
Yeah.
But on plastic, it can stay there for 1 to 2 days. And that's again, that's things that I'm hearing. I think they come from reliable sources, but who knows, right?
Yeah, who really knows, right?
But the thing about it is this, though, is it's this virus that, you know, when from the highest recommendation is the best thing they can do is say is wash your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Even though it's given.
I was about to say, this whole thing has opened my eyes up to a lot of people not
didn't wash
we're not practicing proper hygiene out here.
I see that shit all the time.
It's crazy.
We just gotta make sure you get them fingers. That's what they say.
Right.
The
fingers. You gotta get your fingers. I need your nails.
I can't tell you how many times at work I didn't eat because I seen they were handling the food.
Mm-hmm.
Come back from a run and walk straight to the store. I'm like, I'm out.
Yeah.
Well, one thing, you know, anytime you hear about a potluck at work,
if
you
don't do
get excited.
Oh, yeah,
not me. Not me. I won't even go in there. They be like, you going to get some? Nah. I'm working. I've got this special diet.
Yeah, I'm
on a diet.
Thing. I don't mess with none of that stuff. Because, again, one thing is that you never know what's going on in people's houses.
So
right? I be saying people got cats that's in the people's refrigerators.
Yeah.
I be like.
You don't know what their taste test process is. There's a lot of questions.
They got their cat up on the kitchen
on the counter and
mixing shit up,
right?
Tail all up in the bowl.
I'm good. Mm-hmm. Anytime you see a potluck, they be like, "You good?" Nah, I'm good. I'm not eating that.
Y'all want no parts of that shit.
Let's get back in the car though. But back to that corona, man. But cancellations.
Look, let me tell you right now, Big Rona gonna have to come holler at me because I'm angry.
Yo,
I'm mad.
But this is the crazy thing. There's no March Madness this year.
Yeah.
No, they really canceled it.
You know, Vegas is pissed.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of sports.
Millions of dollars.
That's what I'm saying. That, too. I'm like, how many people jumped off the daggone bridge this week? Talking about how much money they probably had to put into it or was thinking they're going to get back because of the March Madness. And now it's not even there anymore.
And everything is getting canceled left and right. I had to cancel New Orleans trip.
You canceled it?
Yeah, it's not happening no more.
Well, I still got my trip that week.
My brother can't go.
Oh, man.
Because you want to talk about the whole quarantine thing? He said, all of the Air Force, they was like, if you're not on alert at this point, you just standing inside for at least 2 weeks. They said 2 weeks for now. Like, they told him, don't go to the gym. If you need to go to the supermarket, we can help you out with that. Or you can go, like, real quick for something. But he said, nope, they can't do anything outside of their homes at all. They can't go to the bars. They can't do nothing. I was like, so what you about to do? He was like, well, I guess I'm going to go ahead and break out the Xbox quick.
right.
I hit him with that second. I wasn't even going to put him out there like that. But
with a laptop bed.
Be at the station.
But nah, it's getting real out here. I'm very upset about the whole trip situation because we had, you know, actually planned everything all out. We also had booked the game to go book the flight and everything ahead of time so we could go see Zion play. Mm. You know, that's out of the question anyways now. I'm like, God damn.
I think we just get better. Look, cause last time we went last year to New Orleans, and we went to see LeBron play, and they shut LeBron down the day before the game. So good thing we didn't get tickets, but we was pressed on that. But yeah, man. Like, and then next thing, so we got all sports are pretty much canceled. We got any event over 250 that can attend gets canceled. Yeah, it's just like, it's just crazy. You know what I feel bad for too is the high school sports right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Because we got a lot of state tournament.
Yeah, well, we got a lot of students that have made it to the state tournament this mm-hmm. year, mm-hmm. right? And first I was upset because I was like, man, you make it all to the state championship, right? Because at first they were just canceling no
spectators.
Yeah, no spectators, right? I was like, dang, you get to the state championship, mm-hmm. you gotta have a scrimmage with the other team,
right? Basically,
right? A closed gym scrimmage. Then they canceled it or postponed it. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, man, how did you get all the way like there and then you can't play? And then I get into March Madness, mm-hmm. right? And there's a lot of seniors and a lot of players that work really hard, both male and females, mm-hmm. that really been working hard, that had great seasons to get there.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. But the NCAA granted eligibility.
Have they done that yet?
Yeah, they have. I saw that the other
so
day.
So they get to play another year.
They'll get an additional year eligibility.
So do they got to take classes?
Probably. Mm-hmm. But see, then the crazy part is, just think about it, yo. You got to your senior year, and you like, all right, fuck it. You know, I need to get into the tournament. We get into the tournament, I'm going to try to go off because, you know, I'm about to be a lottery pick in the NBA or some shit like that. But it's no more tournament. So it's like, now, so what do you do?
Yeah,
like,
that's what I'm saying, too.
Risk getting hurt and coming back and get that additional year and come back and get hurt? Or do you say, fuck it, I'm going to try to go to the league anyway?
Well, you got to think about it. Yeah, the NCAA tournament is a whole nother season, basically.
Right, basically, yeah, it is.
A whole nother season. And that's what's crazy. And then, too, you got to get into a little bit more is that, you know, are they just giving another year eligibility to the seniors or everybody? Because, again, some people are waiting for those seniors to leave.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's a good point.
Right? And this is their time to shine, right? And their class,
mm-hmm.
right? So then that creates a whole nother dynamic of the draft. Yeah,
right.
A
whole domino effect at that point.
So it's really getting kind of crazy.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, I'm hurt. I ain't going to lie to you. Like I said, I've been watching a lot of Netflix. I've been watching a lot of bull crap.
Yeah.
Just because there's nothing else
on TV. On TV. And that's the sad part. Like, I was sitting there earlier today, like, what the fuck am I going to watch? Like,
I don't know. I don't know if y'all watched everything. I'd be at home. I had to get y'all a list.
You got
your whole segment coming up.
I'm going to have to look. I'm going to add some stuff right now while we think about it.
Hey.
You know, I've been looking for sports. Like, ain't even no fucking baseball on. And you know, baseball. I'm
watching bowling now.
Yeah.
Like, strike.
Right.
Turkey.
Right. Like, baseball, nigga, they cancel baseball. That's how you know the shit is real. They cancel baseball.
Well, it's the whole dynamic is just crazy. But this is the biggest cancellation of it all. Schools.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They close down freaking school. I did not, and mind you, I am an education professional. I did not expect it. When they sent that email out, I was like, I'm shocked and appalled.
Yeah, I didn't think
I wasn't mad.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Trust and believe, I wasn't mad. But I was shocked and appalled. I said, what are they going to do about
Paul? You a nigga that stupid.
But, I was thinking, one, child care,
mm-hmm.
right? Because, again, they didn't shut everything down, so people still got to work, right? People can't afford to take off, right? Then I think about the kids that got to eat, that's the only meals. And, I mean, even though they are opening up these different food spots where people can pick up food, again, I mean, a lot of these kids are kids. Mm-hmm. How are they going to get there? What are they going to do? I mean, I know that this is saying this is going to be a way to kind of eliminate the outbreak and everything that's going on, but, again, I don't know if, you know, I feel for the people that's going to struggle because of this.
Mm-hmm.
And again, like I said, if this is not that big of a deal, if that's something that the media is putting up to a way bigger, you know, situation than it actually is, then shame on them. Shame on them because, again,
yo,
I don't think they
time.
Understand. Well, elaborate. What you think?
Every election, something happened.
Yeah.
Going back to 2000, I think, mm-hmm. something like that. Every year, you got Ebola. The swine flu,
Spanish flu,
all that, H1N1, like mm-hmm. every year it was something, and this shit's gonna go away as quick as it came. Watch, a couple months down the line on the podcast, I'm bringing shit back. I'm like, yo, remember the fucking corona?
Well,
what happened? Where it go?
So I did read this article because this is when I was feeling the same way, and I was reading this article because I feel like I need something that kind of gave me some perspective on this on the other side of the fence, and they were saying that. From what's going on right now with this H1 that we don't think is that big of a deal was predicted pretty much 100%, right? And they said that that's a good thing because they know what's going to happen. But the bad thing is that this is just the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not even midway through it yet. This is the beginning.
This is just the beginning. And we're going to be dealing with this for the next 3 to 7 months.
That's possible.
Three to 7 months and before we actually get a hold of it.
May of 1981, Dean Koontz. released a New York number one top seller book called The Eyes of the Darkness. In there, he said in around 2020, a severe pneumonia-like illness was spread throughout the globe, attacking the lungs and the bronchial tubes and resisting all known treatments. Almost more baffling than the illness itself would be the fact that it was subtly vanished as quick as it arrived and attacked 10 years later, then disappeared completely. Mm-hmm. Then he go on to say, they call the stuff Wuhan 400 because it was developed in the RDNA labs outside the city of Wuhan and was the 400th viable strain of man-made microorganism created at that research center.
Well, it's real. Yeah. It's real. But and have anybody seen Contagion?
Mm-mm. No.
Well, if you want to freak yourself out, mm-mm, watch it. If not, I'm going to kind of give you a little bit of a detail of what's going on. Because literally...
Well, Cuba Good.
No, it wasn't Cuba Good. It was Lawrence Fishburne.
Mm. Yeah, Cuba Good, right?
Was he in that?
The army, he was the dude. The one, the monkey?
No, that's Outbreak.
That's Outbreak.
Yeah, Outbreak, yeah.
Oh, that's the serious.
Yeah, that's the serious okay. one. Okay. So I'm watching it, and it kind of goes from exactly how it started until how it finished, right? And it was freaky because, again, it came from a bat, right? Mm. And it was some type of influenza virus too, right? And the way it started, the way it got caught up was that a lady traveled to China, right, for a business trip and ate at the restaurant, right? It went back from the chef, right? The chef had a pig that he was cutting up, butchering to make some meat, whatever, some pork. Mm. The pig went from a farm that he ate this food that was dropped by a bat that was infected.
Wow.
So that was a transfer. And then so the chef went to the lady, shook her hand, right? Then she drank her drink. Mm. Then she touched somebody else. And then she traveled back to America. She cheated on her husband because she had a layover in Chicago. Mm. Killed the husband. I mean, killed the side nigga. Basically went home. The husband found out he was immune to it. Killed the stepkid because she was, you know, interacting with him. And then again, it just spread and spread and spread and spread and spread.
How was the husband immune to it?
Just because his DNA. He just had a certain trait that he just didn't.
The moral of the story, no more side niggas.
Well, that's what it was. That's basically what it was. But again, it's scary how these things, how fast it lasts. Well, Gus, get into
yeah.
it.
I mean, so y'all ready to be quarantined?
Yeah, in the crib? Actually, yeah. I'm prepared.
I don't like people anyway. I'm like what's saying in the crib.
Right? I'm just saying, if we do go into quarantine, there's going to be a lot of December babies coming.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of pregnancies.
My job, I'll never be able to not go to work.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, sure. Well, I mean...
So much for that.
Well, I'll be in the house by myself.
So what is everybody going to do if they get quarantined?
I'm still going to work.
Drink. I'm fucking
tired right now. So you're going to change your mind? That's what I'm saying.
Right. It's going to be a bunch of little
Nick
Nash.
That's not what I said. Fuck you. I already know that.
They're going to go from fucking to watching movies to making movies.
That's exactly how it's going to look.
Make a sandwich, come back.
We got wine on deck. We got the whiskey and stuff. So, yeah, you know, yeah. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, it's going to be nothing but fucking in the house. We don't sit on it. We can't sit on his sofa no more. We're not going to be able to eat at the kitchen table no more.
I mean, if we been
completely honest. They're going to look at that ceiling like, have we fucked on that
I say it's a lot of no, well, I ain't gonna get into that. It's a lot of surfaces,
hey, babe,
though.
You ever jump off that dresser?
How about that dresser right there?
Let's give that a shot.
Let's go ahead and add that to the repertoire real quick.
God damn. But yeah, man. This I don't know. Let's wrap this whole corona stuff up. What I mean. No one's scared about this situation. Where are we at on a 1 to 10 of 10 being I'm super scared, we're gonna die, and 1 being no fear at all. Where do we think that we're at?
Like a 3. I'm at a 5.
Yeah, I say about a 5. It can go either way.
What are you average, Jimmy?
I guess I could say like a 2-3, just because I'm using it as an excuse not to go to some places at work.
I think you need more than 2 to 3 saying that shit.
Yeah, I just, it don't, like they brought out protocols and shit at work that we only doing 2 in now instead of all 4 of us.
Okay.
At certain places. And I'm one of the 2 that stand outside.
Do anybody know how many cases are in Maryland right now?
I think like 13 now.
It was 20
something. Yeah, it was more than that. Yeah, about almost 30 at this point.
Yeah, like 28, 29.
Oh, you know what really got me scared of Corona though?
What's that?
I was in college. I was on a shade room. I mean, it was like black people can't catch corona, so I'm telling everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Black people can't catch corona.
Misinformation.
I'm like, all right. Rudy Gobert again. I'm like, he's French. Get him.
Yeah, he got a little bit of that French in him. And I'm, then
my man Donovan Mitchell guy. I'm like, ah, oh, man, the shade room don't lie to me one well, time
let's,
too
let's,
many.
Let's talk about that, but let's wrap that up on that situation because that's the funniest situation out of this whole Corona mess with Rudy Gobert, right?
Yo, this nigga touched everything and everybody.
Corona? Right. And started touching everything.
Everything.
But I feel for Donovan Mitchell because they said the first news that came out when he said Rudy Gobert, he said, sources say Rudy Gobert was careless in the locker room with all his teammates and different things like that. And then I get to see Donovan Mitchell saying, yo, you gave me this shit, motherfucker. I told you stop fucking playing. And then fucking Rudy Gobert sends out an apology saying that he was careless and how to take this stuff seriously. But again, the thing is this, is that, you know, we say that he got it, but we don't understand the effects. And, you know, like I said, Donovan Mitchell was in good spirit. He's fine. He just has it. He just got to be quarantined until it's gone.
Yeah.
You know, Rudy Gobert, he's young. Like I said, his immune system is good. So it's not really a worry of what's about the corona. Because most likely you're going to recover. It's just scary because of the people that's older and that has underlying things. Those are the ones that we got to worry issues, about. Yeah.
And I know we wrapping this up, so let's end it with this. Black people calling the coronavirus the Rona is proof that we literally give a fuck about anything and anybody and give anybody a nickname.
Yeah, we don't take shit serious. We just don't take shit serious. We just don't.
Well, I think it's mad about that, right? Niggas getting real mad about that.
I tell you, I'm mad.
Why you mad, Average?
I'm mad because they canceled the NBA because we gave the Corona the nickname Rona. They said, they canceled the NBA. That's my bad. They fucking canceled the NBA.
Oh, shit.
I'm also mad that I still can't get food stamps.
Oh, yeah?
Shit, I'm mad about that, too.
Well, it got to be something, right?
The market the other day, that one took me out, man.
It took me an hour to get out the market.
How much you spend?
About 200.
About 200? Yeah. Did you get everything that you needed? Did they had water?
They ain't had no water. They had Dasani, but... Niggas don't drink that.
Hold on, yo.
It was palace and palace of Dasani. Right. Everything else was empty.
Yeah, time out, yo. Hold up.
It's made by Pepsi. First of
all, y'all niggas act like y'all can't drink out the faucet.
I
can't drink water out the faucet?
I actually have a water thing in my refrigerator.
But that's what I'm saying. You got a filter on it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying, nigga, you can't put your cup underneath the faucet and let the shit run?
Well, I think the more worry is that it goes shit off the water.
You can't. It's a public health emergency.
I know, but that's what they people scared. Like that's why people hear things and they get scared. Yeah, they get
that's why the city just said they're not cutting niggas off. You can't.
But they think they're going to bunker down and like they're going to cut off everything and we're going to just have nothing. So we got to have, you know, stockpiles and stockpiles of water. That's what the hysteria is creating.
But how you gonna take a shower? Take a shit, flush the toilet.
But that's what people think. That's what people think.
I mean, we drunk out of water hoses growing up, so
that's why we immune.
Yeah,
right,
so we immune to that shit, like for real.
That's why we immune.
Because we couldn't go in the house. You went in the house, that was your ass. You had to stay
in. Mm-hmm. Ass in and out.
Yeah, you ain't no running in and out.
First time in. Ain't no running in and out, letting all the air out.
Right.
Hell yeah.
Especially during the summertime.
We used to be outside from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Yeah,
right.
Like, and don't come back in. Because you come in, you like, can't go back out.
Right. You only come in when you got called in. And that was maybe for lunch, or if it was 95 degrees outside, and then once you have a heat stroke, so they make you sit down for like 20 minutes, change your shirt, then you can go back outside.
You got anything else, Average Jimmy?
I'm mad that fat niggas be having stains on their shirts.
Hold on. We gonna have a pause for a second. No. Why did fucking college kids just turn around and look at me and shit? Why you just turn around? Like I seen that shit.
Like, yeah,
right, yeah, he said. Wait, you like yeah, he literally hit me with that. Like he, right, he literally hit me with side eye like, shit.
Nigga, we talking about you,
right? Like, so is this about you? Like he really hit me with the side eye though. First of all, see, can I break it down for a second? No, I ain't got no stain on my shirt. I ain't got no stain on my shirt.
I'm gonna need some more information about
this. I'm gonna break it down for you, yo. It's certain shit that fat niggas we can't do. We can't, yo. We just can't.
Get a stain on y'all
yeah, you cannot, yo. We cannot have stains on our clothes. Because think about it. Just how college kid just he just proved the point. He just proved my point. Everybody looked over here.
Y'all can't get a second place first.
Right, listen. Like, you know, college kid just cut his whole eyes at me. He was like,
he can't go get a second.
But he was trying to do it. He was trying to do it discreetly, so I didn't see it and shit. But I seen this nigga.
I peeped it.
You're right.
Hey, yo.
He was like, what's on your shirt, nigga?
We sit here eating. and I go get my second plate, ain't nobody gonna say right. shit.
Ain't nobody gonna say shit. Exactly.
I'm like,
right.
damn.
Like, damn, nigga, you eating again? Right, exactly. Then I'm sorry, I'm about to break it down. I'm about to break it down.
Everybody even eat yet.
I'm about to break it down. This is shit that fat people, we cannot do. Right? First thing, we got to make sure that our clothes are ironed and pressed. We cannot leave the house wrinkled. Think about it. Skinny niggas can get away with that. But you yeah, be like, oh, think, no, hold, but just think about it, though. You see a fat nigga walk down the street. Oh, damn, that nigga sloppy. Like, look at him. Fucking clothes wrinkled. That's
like
the first thing.
Up flag.
Right. That's the first thing that y'all going to say, right? So we can't do that. Second thing, we cannot waste food on our clothes. Because the first thing y'all going to say, damn, that nigga fat and he sloppy. Look at that motherfucker.
I'm like a 4-year-old when it comes to fucking dropping food on me and having stains on my shirt.
But see, I perfected it now. Because, you know, being a big nigga, I can't go around with food in my clothes. Because the first thing niggas want, they're going to point at me and they're going to laugh. Or they're going to say, oh, damn, nigga, you miss your mouth. You fat ass nigga, you miss your mouth. Like, yo, you can't, certain shit you just can't do, right? So then also, we can't, we got to make sure that our clothes actually fit.
Yeah.
Think about it. You see a fat nigga with a fucking large t-shirt on. He's supposed to be in the 2X, but he got a large shirt on. Damn, nigga, your stomach hanging out the bottom of your shirt and shit.
That's bad. That's the only thing that's bad.
Think about it. Yeah, exactly. So we at certain levels to the shit that we got to be at. Like, that's why I send my clothes to the cleaners. Because my shit got to be looking decent. Because I don't want motherfuckers talking about me. A fat nigga eating, right? You got to make sure you eat your food, but you can't rush. Cause niggas going judge you and talk about you for eating real fast and shit, right? Fuck you. I seen all y'all niggas be looking at me when I'm eating and shit.
Oh my goodness.
You talking about us?
Yes, yo. Fuck y'all niggas, especially Eddie for likes. One judgmental.
He watch everybody,
right? But I'm just saying that's a he don't like fat people secretly.
He don't.
secretly, he don't like fat people shit. But, you know, it's all good. Cause
notice none of us said, oh, yeah, no, he good with it, because we all know.
Exactly.
Like, yeah,
you know, that's what I'm
right.
saying. You know, I'm speaking the truth. Yo, you can't waste food in your clothes. We got to eat a certain way. Niggas cannot.
Y'all can't get out the car, like, in two different motions.
Right.
Like,
I can't rush.
You can't, like, turn around sideways.
Right.
Put both feet out.
Now, the benefit. But listen, the benefit of being a big nigga is I get to ride up front. I ain't got to be smashed in with other people. I get to ride up front automatically.
We can't put you in the back.
That's exactly.
We want the top golf.
Right, exactly. I got to be up front automatically.
Oh, no, you ain't go.
No, I didn't go. But see, but the point about it is I got to be up front automatically. So it just eliminates all of that, type of deal. So,
yeah.
Yo, but it's real, though. You know, being a fat nigga is certain rules that we got to live by. We can't live by conventional skinny nigga shit because it's not going to work. We gotta live by a whole different set of laws out here.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, but it's like it's cool though. I've been a big nigga most of my life, so I understand.
I'm glad that you're putting us on to the big guys.
Yeah,
etiquette, right?
Certain colors I can't wear.
Like what?
Yeah, no bright colors.
Yeah, can't wear no bright colors.
Stay Kool-Aid.
Right. Exactly.
Yellow.
Right.
Right.
Certain colors I gotta stay away from. That's why if you notice, most of my wardrobe is black and blue.
Oh yeah.
Black and blue is my wardrobe. Exactly, because niggas can't go out there looking like a pack of Skittles and shit. Niggas going to talk about you. So certain shit I got to stay away from. Certain shoes I can't wear because it's just not going to look right.
Can't wear no chucks.
Yeah, shit like that, you know, just can't do it because it's not going to look right.
Yeah, you don't want your sneakers leaning.
Right, can't have no shoes that lean. Like, if my shit start to lean, you got to throw them away because you can't wear them.
They're going to come look at shoes like they all
right? Right, exactly.
Hey, big yellow.
That's why I got my flip-flops on now. You know, niggas, it's certain levels to this shit. You cannot just be out here naked in these streets because niggas going to talk about you.
I'm glad you put this on, man.
No problem. I got you. That's what I'm here for.
Thank you.
I think now was a great time for another person to put us on some what's hot in these streets. So let's go to more about Nathan's media moments.
Theme song.
All right, media moments. We're going to roll right through it because I had to put a whole list together real quick for y'all because niggas talking about they don't know what to watch and whatnot. So I'm hook y'all up after this. But First up, we doing, you know, Bump It or Dump It.
Yeah,
y'all
yeah.
know how it go.
We missed Bump It or Dump It.
Yes.
Yeah, you know.
We take a little break last week.
Mm-hmm.
You like it, we bumping it. You don't, you're not feeling it, we dumping it, right? Real simple. First one up.
Upon a time there was a nickel you, the cub of a lion.
You can.
All right, go ahead.
What we doing?
Dumping it.
I'm gonna bump it. That's Jay Electronica, right?
Yes, it is.
That's what I thought.
Oh, his new album I heard it was trash.
What?
I didn't listen to it. I just heard it was trash.
Nah, that's I'm gonna bump it.
First of all, man, shout out to Jay Electronica. Niggas been waiting on that shit
for like 10 years.
So long.
It took Rona coming out and Jay Electronica was like, all right, here y'all go.
Yeah, like,
finally. We're like, the world might end, so.
Right. So I'm gonna go and get this last little bit out for y'all real quick. Yeah, I'm a bump it. What you got, brother man?
I'm a bump it, just because it's Jay Electronica. I haven't really heard. I feel like I need to hear that at least a couple more times to really kind of get into it. But you know what? I got the next 2 weeks off.
There you go. You got plenty of time.
Yeah, I'm bumping it, and I'll let you guys know next week if I'm going to hold on to that bump.
It's almost like a Swiss record.
It was.
Yeah.
The Swiss Beats, yeah. I thought so.
You heard him talking at the beginning of it.
Yeah, I thought so.
It is. I'm bumping it as well, so that'll get added to the playlist.
Yeah, we got to put that on there.
Next up.
Yeah, chopstick came with a large low man. Extra clip in it, nigga, I ain't got no aim. Ball main pocket feel fresh romaine. And I stay with the cash like an exo chain. 5500, nigga, that's your rain. When I go to the club, make a storm hurricane. Nigga pull up, think you G.I. Joe, man. 7'6", 2, turn them G.I. James. That Rico and Boo, they be knee high, man. Now when I look down, you know I can't see my aim. Man, she act for some rap, give her 3x10. Put her right in the condo, put her in the bin. And I did all of that, no one see her again. And honestly, on the better things, that's a friend. These niggas groupies, they peons, man.
All right, what we doing? We bumping it. We dumping
bump, it. Then I don't know what it is.
Bumping.
I'm bumping it.
That verse was just. I wish it was fire.
Yeah,
that was fire.
Grown man.
Come on.
I'll bump it.
Go with your heart. Speak from your heart, yo. If you need to dump it, it's okay.
I'm gonna bump it. I gotta listen to some more.
It was no reaction, bro. You just said.
I mean, I'm gonna bump. I gotta listen to some more, but I'll go ahead and bump it for the playlist.
Let me say this. I don't like Uzi because, like, I already say he's a cornball, but that cornball did do work on this album.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's who that is?
Lil Uzi.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I ain't give no info. That's why I just played the song.
But that's the thing, too, because I remember I told you that Freshman 15 was him, 21 Savage. Who else was on that joint? Somebody else. It was all a bunch of crazy ones.
Yachty.
Yachty.
I still think Yachty is whack, personally, but we can go on to that.
Well, but the thing is that it's a situation of. They still some these songs been kind of hitting. Like,
oh yeah,
they've been hitting. Yeah. So you know, even though I was definitely an anti all of them, they've been doing well.
Yeah, I will give them their props when it's due for it. But
was the baby on that group or was he not?
No, he's on the next one.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, that's the last one.
High in the sky, boss, I can see it. Hot spot, and it's plush, dot, and it's beaded. Smooth drop, Gucci sauce, got me dripping. For the cops, we can't be stopped, just admit it. Hey, 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 hey. Put the numbers in, call her lens. Got a new Benz, lost more friends. Stretch my ears, money all in.
All right, what we doing? What we doing? We bumping and we dumping it.
I'm a bump it.
Bumping it? All right. That's one bump it.
That was an interesting choice of sound.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was. Because it took me. At first, I was like, dump, and then it started to switch up. Now I'm bumping it.
I'm dumping that right now. All right, now.
Dumping it.
I ain't ready.
Grown man.
I think I'm going to dump it as well.
All right.
I'm bumping it.
College kids bumping it? I'm bumping it too. So, man, there you go.
That's done. Got to go to the playlist.
Yeah, go add that to the playlist. So, damn, we got a 3 out of 3 this week, huh?
Did we?
Yeah.
Y'all
yeah,
three made
little,
it.
Little did we know.
Hey, shout out Jay Electronica.
Yeah, most definitely.
Uzi.
Uzi and Gunna. Yep.
So you know all of the the big concerts, the festivals are
they canceled all of them. Yeah.
Did they something officially cancel Broccoli City yet?
I haven't heard. That's the only one I haven't heard.
I saw they put a release out saying we're going to keep an eye on it. That's basically what they said.
Yeah, I haven't heard about Broccoli City, but they canceled something in the water.
Yeah, Coachella was pushed back.
Yeah, Coachella was pushed back. Yeah,
he said he canceled something in the water. I said, wait.
Oh my goodness. But yeah, real quick, I put together a little list of things on Netflix.
What is Nate watching?
I'm gonna put this on rapid fire real quick. I would go through, if y'all need a description on anything, y'all let me know right afterwards. Ozark, The Umbrella Academy, Stranger Things, The Punisher, Dexter, Breaking Bad, of course, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, Space Jam, Inception, Always Be My Maybe.
Always Be My Maybe was a shit. That's how Always I first talked about Lizzo. Always Be My Maybe is
hilarious.
I made Rachel, they gotta be. It was on there.
What is that called again?
Always Be My Maybe.
Give a little.
So the basic premise of the movie is it is like two friends.
No. I was thinking something different. Yeah, but I did see that.
I think that song is in that one too, though. Which is funny. Yeah, okay. I think it is. But yeah, the basic premise of the movie is it's two friends. They've been friends for like forever. Mm-hmm. The guy, of course, was trying to get out the friend zone. This man is like pressed for it. He tried to make a move in high school. It didn't really work out for him. They went their separate ways. She like blows up and becomes like a whole superstar. And then she comes back to town and they like reconnect basically. And he's trying to get out the friend zone again. That's the like real high level preview of like what the movie is about, but trust me, it is funny. It has a number of people in it. It's I'm gonna look up the actual names because it's mostly a Asian cast as well, which is something you don't see more times than not.
See, and that's what turns me off. That's why I can't really get into a movie because you know, I see what's in it, I'm like, what is this?
And it'll be worth your time to actually go ahead and check it out because it's actually like really funny. It's something that you wouldn't expect. It's a type of movie I wouldn't usually give a chance, but I tried it out. It was funny. And
So how do y'all do that, though? How do y'all really get into a movie that you be, initially you'd be like, nah?
Like, so once I start something, I gotta finish it.
See, my thing, once I start something, I fall asleep.
And I have to finish it.
You gotta watch it at the right time. But it has Ali Wong and Randall Park. Randall Park is somebody y'all at least will recognize.
I'm about to say, why you tell me about Ali Wong?
Look, I know who Ali Wong is, I'm aware, but I guarantee y'all see her
put
face
a name out
like,
there, like, the movie like I was got Ali Wong.
The movie I was talking about was Someone Great. That's the one that had the Lizzo shit on that at first bought it. But I watched it the same day I watched Always Be My Maybe.
Y'all be watching On My Block?
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
I never seen that.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't that appeal
was one
to
of,
me.
That was I'm one not, of the ones mm-hmm. that I started to watch, and I had to keep watching it to see how it ended.
Yeah. All-American. New season coming out Tuesday.
It's on Netflix?
New season coming out Tuesday.
Okay, all right. I'll watch it. I was waiting for it to come on Netflix. I know it's on TV right now, but I was waiting for it to come on Netflix.
Yeah.
That's how it caught me, because I watched the first episode, and I was like, damn. Like, this is good. I thought it was for Netflix only. I didn't know it came on regular TV.
On CW.
So I watched the whole joint.
This just in. I don't know if y'all heard it. Coronavirus latest update. A Loyola University Maryland student test positive.
Oh, so, yeah, they not... y'all not going back to school this year.
Yeah, college, yeah, that's a wrap for them.
So, the first season of All American, right? We want to figure out who the daddy was, right?
Who the daddy? Yeah.
Now,
don't tell
now,
me I haven't
season
seen
season two.
It.
We're going to figure out who he about to be the daddy of. what's about to happen?
Sheesh.
What's about to happen?
I don't know. Just don't say no more.
I'm just saying. I mean, that's all. I didn't care about the football part of the fucking America. I just wanted to know who was his daddy. That's all I wanted to know. Shit. It could have been fucking Wilt Chamberlain for all I knew.
Yeah.
God damn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm waiting on that. I'm going to watch season two.
Great season.
But honestly, during this time where y'all quarantine, looking for something to watch on TV, Netflix specifically, whatever, I would say give something a shot you wouldn't usually try.
Step out your box. Yeah. I did that. Well, that's how I found them two movies. When I was off for surgery. Right. Nothing to do.
And then you might find out, dog, damn, this shit is actually
this
good.
Shit was a good movie. Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, I came across a lot of trash ones that wasted my damn time. I'm like, fuck Netflix.
Well, I think that's what we gotta do too, is that what's the trash movies on Netflix that people shouldn't watch that people get hyped up? No? I got nothing.
I don't even spend my time on that. I don't
Well, watch Love Is Blind, all those movies that they just said, On My Block, All America come out next Tuesday. But yeah, I mean, you got any movies coming up?
Nah. Only thing I will mention though, did y'all see the Insecure trailer?
Yeah.
Ready for
that.
Yeah,
buddy. Waiting on that to come back. Yeah.
Cannot wait for that. That was the highlight of my week seeing that.
Another one y'all should watch on Netflix is a series, The Pharmacist.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. I heard about that. That's they said that was shit there. Yeah. They also got a Miles Davis documentary on there. Okay. I haven't seen yet. Check that out. Yeah. And then if you guys still have not seen it,
Spencer.
No, not Spencer.
Yeah, I saw the Spencer. I watched that.
Who killed Malcolm X? That shit is real, and you guys need to watch it.
Harlem Nights is back on there.
Yeah, that's on there. Yeah,
oh, that's my shit.
More Money's on there.
I was watching Goodfellas last night, yo.
And if you guys,
Goodfellas, Hancock.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a lot of good gems on there right now. But also, I haven't seen it yet, but I'm gonna watch it probably tonight or tomorrow. Uncut Gem is now you can rent that on all of the services. So
rent.
Yeah, I'm rent, good. So $5.99. But look, we can't go out and watch no movies no more. And then that's a hidden gem too that I heard that everybody should watch. And it's all got Jim in it, Uncut Gem, right? Where Adam Sandler.
I heard mixed reviews.
Oh, really? When he was like a Jewish sports. Yeah,
I heard it was a gem. I'm gonna check it out and see how it is. But yeah, I think I'm gonna recommend everybody. I'll let you guys know next week.
Give us the update.
Or just give me your information and then log in.
Exactly.
I don't like renting shit except Redbox.
But once you get it right, then you got what, 48 hours?
Did y'all see 28 yeah.
Bridges?
Huh? 21 Bridges? I don't know what the fuck I'm thinking about. Because he said 48 hours.
That's a whole bunch of them.
He said 48 hours. Did y'all see 21 Bridges?
No.
It made me think of when I said Redbox. I rented it the other night from Redbox. It was good.
Great movie.
I was impressed. Mm. Yeah. Mm. It was good.
That's it, though. I ain't got nothing else. We sliding into... Go ahead. What's up with the Chronicles of the Old Way Love?
Yeah. Hey. Got me, girl. I wanna be living for the love of you. That's wrong with you.
See, I ain't
fly across the reggae. All that I'm giving is for the love of you. Hey.
For
yo, right, I know, right?
I ain't gonna lie to you though. If once I really start making some money, I'm gonna get you some tickets to see me the Isley Brothers show.
I fucked up. They had a concert. They had their 60th anniversary tour at MGM, and I fucked up. I forgot to buy the tickets.
Oh,
and then I was sitting there. And I was like, damn, I'm supposed to be somewhere tonight. And then it popped up on Facebook. It was at the show, and I was like, motherfucker, God I missed damn. It. Yeah. So
notice this. You know what that is, right?
Yeah, so.
Oh.
Lamar and Campbell holding a Pro Bowl trophy up together.
That's what's up. That's what's up. It's baiting the millions. I'm coming, yo.
Yeah.
Right.
Super Bowl trophy next year.
Chronicles of the Overweight Lover. What's up, man? What's going on? That was a good story.
Yeah, man. You know, we had a little break last week. You know, I was down with the stomach virus, so. You know, we had some other issues, technical issues and shit like that.
You
so
with a stomach virus?
Yeah, wasn't the corona. It wasn't, you know,
tested negative.
I went to the patient. Well, not patient first, but the same
urgent
shit that
care.
the Kaiser has. So I went to that joint.
Kaiser urgent care.
Yeah, so they you know, they asked 9 million questions and shit, and so it just was I tested negative for the flu. All that other shit, so it was just stomach virus. So yeah, but I'm back in business now, and I want to, since College Kid is home, you know, I want to take it back to our college days for a second.
Bad idea.
And I want to take it back to Cumberland Hall.
Oh Lord!
Shout out to Cumberland Hall. If you lived in Cumberland Hall, you already know what it was.
Is that your outdoor?
Everybody who lived in Cumberland, yeah. Well.
Yeah, I think. We all lived in Cumberland Hall. Matter of fact, weren't we all in there? We all lived there together. Yeah. Mm-mm-mm.
So, Average Jimmy, if you don't know about Cumberland Hall, it's the infamous spot for the.
That's what.
Yeah, all the thotties. Right?
Huh?
That's the first one you
No,
went
I was
to?
At Allen first.
You was in Hopperquad?
Yeah, because back then you could live anywhere back then.
I lived all over that. Pretty much every building. Only building I didn't live
in. So, I've been in that one then. That first one you went to.
Yeah, you was that first one.
I ain't been to Cumberland Hall.
No, but Cumberland's where the thotties.
I did not live in was Westminster and Simpson and what's the one all the top? Frost?
Oh, Frost. Yeah, that was the honors dorm.
They the only ones I didn't live in. Oh, and Cambridge.
And Edgewood.
It was a little thotty. The thotty hall. Cumberland Hall, shout out
to
all
the thotties. I'm sorry, not the thotties too, but and the best looking females. And
I
got Simpson.
A little shaky.
No, what'd you say?
I think Uphill had the best looking girls. Yes.
I don't know.
Niggas got down in the lower quarter.
Because it's right across from Dining Hall, you know, shit like that.
Library.
Yeah, so shout out to Cumberland Hall. But yeah.
Third floor?
Well, see, I was in the upper, you know, we were upperclassmen downstairs in the basement. You know, niggas had single rooms downstairs in the basement.
In the jail.
Yeah. So anyway, we're gonna back it up to Cumberland Hall days, you know.
That was fucked up. It was very bad.
That's why I just bypassed it. I just bypassed like it didn't even happen. Yeah. Nope. Mm-mm. Why ain't gonna jump in that boat? Literally. You like the pun. Why ain't gonna jump in that?
What you did there.
Mm-hmm. So Cumberland Hall, you know, back in the day was known for some things, and you know, happened to live in there my super senior year. And so I had met this young lady on campus. Now, this young lady was introduced to me by a mutual friend of ours. and I really didn't even have a general interest in the young lady at first. You know, she just was like the cool girl, like she was cool or whatever. So apparently she had told the mutual friend that, you know, she was interested. So I wasn't really trying to give her the time of day at first, but it is what it is, you know. I mean, she just wasn't.
It is what it is.
I mean, you know, she wasn't quite my. She wasn't easy on the eyes. if we have to say that, she wasn't quite easy on the eyes. So you know, time passed. Whatever, we had exchanged telephone numbers, and so we were texting back and forth, stuff like that. So you know, it was all good. Life was good. You know, I was down at the time. I had a little cold. So she had went and got some food for me, brought it over to the room and everything. So, you know, life was good. We was real cool. So then it gets to the point where it is okay, I think this is escalating to a new level. So now at this time, no one out of the group, you know, our college group back in the day, Team BIU, you know. And what does BIU stand for, gentlemen?
Brothers Intellectually United.
Okay, that was the official name.
Beat it up.
Beat it up. Yes. So that was our group name back in the, you know, back in the day. So, you know, the team didn't know. Nobody knew nothing about this. I kept it a secret for a minute. So
for a reason.
For a reason, yes. Because like I said, again, she wasn't easy on the eyes. And at the time I was not ready to get all the jokes that were gonna come towards me at the time. So I just say, you know what? I'm just going to keep this a secret. And I swore her to secrecy as well, that she could not tell anybody that anything was going down. So now we used to hang out in Cumberland Hall. If you know about Frostburg, about that school, you know, you come in the main doors, it's a big lobby out in the front. So we used to chill real heavy in the lobby. Okay. So great. Me chilling in the lobby, and you know, I would dip ball sometimes and just go downstairs, and I wouldn't say nothing. I would just get up and just pack my shit and leave. Wouldn't say anything. So, the young lady, again, she wasn't easy on the eyes, so I would have her come around the back of the building and come down the back stairwell, and she would be right at my room.
That was the worst situation. Yep. Like, that's so disrespectful.
It was not. It wasn't, because she agreed. So, it was not.
I mean, it's, it was like, I made her do the shit.
She agreed. It was actually her suggestion.
It was her suggestion.
She knew she was ugly.
So I don't know about anything like that. I just said she wasn't easy on the eyes. Everybody, nobody's ugly. She just wasn't easy. She wasn't the majority's preference. Yes, she wasn't the majority's preference. So she comes downstairs. You know, she would come to the room, everything like that. You know, blase blah. You know, things would happen. You know, and then she would go back to her room. Now, got to the point one evening that. If you know about Cumberland Hall at that time, it was a lot of African students, and they would hang out in front of my door, because it was like a little kind of sofa area out there in front of my room door. So one day, you know, she decided that she was going to come over, and I was like, well, you know, the African niggas are outside, and I don't think that that would be the best thing for you to do, because it's a lot of people outside the room. So she's like, nah, I really want to come over, blah, blah, blah. So I said, well, okay, if you want to come over, you got to bring your book back. Because we're going to make this look like we're studying. That's what we're going to do. So, you know, of course, so she came through, whatever. She came in the back door, came to the room, and, you know, everything just stopped. It was like time just stopped. Niggas wasn't talking no more outside the door. Like, shit just was, like, very interesting. So I said, okay, no, fuck this. These niggas ain't going to hear me in this bitch. So I cut the light on. So you can see the light from underneath the door. It wasn't no music. Wasn't no music playing. You know, I was yelling out different, like, shit to her about
six times six.
Like, you know, I was really trying to put it on Front Street, like we was in that study. Whole time there was some things going down. So anyway, long story short,
how?
Because
that's the worst way to
listen,
do it.
I'm very resourceful, sir.
Like, what, you put a comforter over the door?
No, no, no. You can see the light at the bottom of the door, but I was over here on this side by the bed.
But you had no sound going on. So right, it was no talk. This.
There was no, 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 brother. What you do is
slow roll.
Right, you got to put your, you can't, yeah, you can't. You know, you gotta put your towel at the bottom, just like if you were smoking in the room. Oh, you put your towel at the bottom of the door. Yeah. So anyway, long story short. So let's speed up a little bit real quick. So a couple days go past, and she came back through, right? So we're in a room. We had a great time. Now, next door to me is the RA. You know, he's supposed to be the nigga that's responsible for the floor and shit.
And our nigga.
And that was our nigga, you feel me? Like, he a part of the team, Team BIU. You know, so he cool. Niggas ain't really had much to say. So all of a sudden, as she is leaving, I hear his door start to open. So at this point, I'm like, oh, shit. I'm trying to grab her to pull her back into my room.
No.
Because I hear his door opening. So I'm like, oh, shit. So I can't, like, we just caught in an awkward space. So I'm like, do I just run? I didn't know. Like, I didn't know what to do.
I don't know do my hand.
Right. I just did not know what to do because it was awkward enough because my room is on the end. So it's like, he know where she coming from because there's no other fucking space for her to come from. So I'm just like, do I just run? Like, do I run in the bathroom? Like, do I just scream? I don't know what the fuck to do at this point. So he opens up the door. So he opens the door. He sees us standing there. And the nigga ain't say nothing. He just grinned. Like the biggest fucking grin that I ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
He just fucking grins.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, yo. So as I'm walking her up the steps, all I see is this
gotcha.
Nigga. Right, this nigga, I've been shouting about the nigga Terry, just takes off.
T-Boogie.
T-Boogie.
Just takes off fucking running towards the front door. Is he going up to my, I'm like, motherfucker.
Got him.
Right, I know exactly where the fuck he going.
Yep.
I'm like, motherfucker, this nigga right here. So I am like, no. I go back in the room. I close the door. I cut the lights out. Like, fuck that. Like, you know, there's nobody in the room. So these niggas come downstairs. They knocking on the door. I'm laying there like, I don't hear this shit. I hear them niggas knocking at the door, but I'm just going to lay there like, I don't hear this shit anyway.
Yeah, we were. We were terrible.
So they still knocking. I'm just laying there in the bed like, fuck it. I hear this shit, but I'm not going to act like I don't hear these niggas knocking on the door. So, long story short, you know, oh, they had a field day. Fucking brother, man. More about Nathan Eddie for lights.
No, I didn't know.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't know right away?
Because he wasn't
sitting. Oh, he wasn't sitting. Yeah, that's right. You wasn't sitting there. Yo, so these niggas, I mean, when I say they had all the jokes, and it was nonstop.
Yes, it was.
Like, this wasn't like, okay, hey, we got 30 minutes in. We just going to leave you alone. No, nigga. This shit went on for over a week and a half. Like, consistently. Like, to the point where I was like, yo, fuck it. I'm about to just hide from these niggas. Because that's all that just kept coming up. We be at the fucking dinner table. Hey, yo, where your girl at today? You're not going to invite her over to come sit with
the
us?
The worst would be when we would see her.
You're right.
And we would all be, like, together.
Like, imagine sitting at dinner. You with your niggas in the cafeteria. We eating our food. Everybody talk. We having a good time. And then she comes strolling in.
Hey, bro, so, man, that's your girl?
Right, yeah. So niggas just stop everything we was talking about. Hey, yo, tell your girl come sit over here with us. What? Like, that's not my girl. Like, what are you talking about? And then they make a scene. Like, it wasn't just like a regular, okay, we having a conversation amongst the fellas at the table. No. These niggas got to make a scene. Hey, I'm about to go get her. I'll be back and get up and walk away from the table and shit. Like, yo, it was horrible. Like, I had to leave dinner a couple times because the shit was just bad. Like, so long story short, you cannot hide who you dealing with in college because niggas going to find out and they going to talk about you.
Oh, no, you can't hide. Don't speak for the rest of us.
But I hit it for a month. I hit it for a month.
So let's. I just want you to elaborate. What was your end game plan for this situation?
Well, I was just gonna ride till the wheels fell off.
Literally,
like, literally, yeah. So niggas was never gonna. If it was up to me, y'all would have never found out.
So if you weren't with it, why did you continue to do it?
Right.
Because like at the time I was in a drought. you know, when you're in a drought, sometimes.
You're not trying to
answer
that.
See, I'm not even gonna look at Average Jimmy because I heard the question like three times, but I'm not even gonna look at him. And
I didn't hear the question.
Was the cheekies good, sir?
I mean, you drunk just got. You know, sometimes when you know when you're in a drought, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
So my father always told me, a hungry man will eat.
Right? That's true. That is true. I was in a drought. Facts. So I had to do what I had to do.
You're going to eat.
Right. So I had to do what I had to do. You know, like I said, again, she wasn't real easy on the eyes. And then
how many times you ate?
So, you know, she wasn't easy on the eyes and everything. So, you know, you just had to kind of, you got to do what you got to do sometimes, you know. And, you know, even to the point where it was like, you know, in order to get.
Lord.
Now I ain't going to say that part. I ain't going to say that part. We'll talk about it off air. I can't say that part.
I was waiting because I was about to comment on it too.
Yeah, I can't say. We'll talk about that part off the air.
We had to get things together.
He had to pump the gas before he got started. Yeah, he had to pump the gas a couple times before the engine would kick over. You know, you had to, you know. Yeah, that's all I got this week. Appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for listening again. You know, we going to do some more stuff, and we're going to bring y'all back. That's what I got this week.
That's what's up. We appreciate you for that. That was a good story. It was a good story. You know, I think we all can relate. Maybe not.
Can't relate.
No, we all have one.
Everybody had a situation where they might have just said, I shouldn't have did that.
Yeah, we all have one that we just wanted to keep to ourselves.
I ain't even going to lie to you. The chick that I lost my virginity to was because I was trying to practice before I
got to the real joint.
Mm. Yeah, I kind of regret that one.
Why that sound familiar?
Why sound familiar?
Did we discuss that?
We might have.
Yeah, everybody has that one that not supposed to see the light of day.
Mm. Well, we all had some chicks that we just smashed. You just be like, "Fuck, why did I do that?"
Yeah.
Or like, "I don't want to see her ever again."
Right. Yeah.
hope nobody ever knows. Right, find out about this.
And that was one.
Fucking damn.
Yeah. We need
Eddie for likes here for this one. Yeah, because that nigga got a couple.
Ooh. But yeah, man, it happens. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that you elaborated on it, but I think it lasted too long. Because they say if you do it more than once, you're playing with yourself. So, you know,
it is what it is. Slump buster.
So speaking of love and all that good stuff,
there was no love involved in that. I promise.
A month is love.
It was
bro.
Barely lust.
Speaking about love and Netflix. You know, one thing that I fell upon with this whole quarantine situation is this series on Netflix. And, what is that? And it's called Love is Blind, right? It's on Netflix.
Yes,
and
it is, huh, grown man?
I mean, yeah, I guess it is.
Close my eyes. You wish something else. But it's called Love is Blind. It's on Netflix. And, again, this is not usually my forte, but I got caught in a situation where it was late at night. I was inebriated, and I needed something to watch to go to sleep on. And I came across this, you know how Netflix now, like if you hold on to the thing a little bit too long, it start playing like a trailer of it or whatever, a preview. And I was like, let me check an episode out. Let me see how this is. And it sparked my interest, and I actually watched almost the entire thing.
Wow!
Don't judge me. So basically, how this Love is Blind thing set up is that they got a group of women and got a group of men that are seeking love. They're looking for love, and the catch is that they cannot see each other before they decide to marry each other. That's the whole goal, where they want to get married, right? And so basically, what they will do is they'll go into what they call pods. Right. And they get to sit in there, and it's pretty much a wall between them, but they can hear each other, and that's where they can just talk to each other and kind of get to know each other before they decide if they want to get married or not. Right. So they get to pick different people, you know, they'll go around, it's kind of like speed dating or whatever, right? And then it's like, do you want a second date with me? They say yes, and you know, they kind of meet up, and they, you know, weeks and weeks go on.
All blind though, right?
Yeah, they can't see each other yet, right? Until they say, will you marry me? And then once they say, will you marry me, they agree. Then they get to see each other. Damn. Right? And it's a crazy situation, right? So they say, will you marry me? And then after that, they go on vacation. And then in 30 days, they get married.
So on that 30 days, right, do you have a chance to be like,
yeah, so they, like I said, okay, they go on vacation beforehand, and, you know, until that time, until the marriage day, they can, you know, they can decide not to. Crazy situation. And I think the reason why this show is so interesting to me, because, again, like this whole dynamic of not, you know, seeing a person, all those things is very intriguing, right? And then two is that you get to see how fucking psycho some of these people are. Mm-hmm. Like, just how they talk to each other, what they're looking for, the way they interact with each other. It's freaking, you'd be like, this motherfucking psycho. And you don't even know. You don't even know. Yeah. You know what I mean? And then two, it's like, you know, it's like, to me, it's not the way love goes. I'll kind of get into it a little bit later, but it's not. It wouldn't be my model to go by. But it's been some interesting dynamics to this whole thing. One of the people on there is a male that he's bisexual, mm-hmm. right? That
he gay.
He's bisexual. Yeah, and that he found love. He proposed. She mm-hmm. she accepted, and but did not tell the female that he was bisexual.
No,
that's
right. Until a little bit later.
Until a little bit later. I'm not gonna go into her reactions and things like that, but it's a different dynamic. We had another chick on there that liked two different guys, right? The one guy that she really liked, her number one, was like, nah, I'm not really too interested in you, I'm interested in somebody else. Right? And then her second choice was deeply in love with her, but it still was her second choice, right? And it was like, that's an interesting dynamic in the zone too. We got an interracial couple on there, which the mm-hmm. fucking male looks fucking psycho to me. And then we got the black girl on there that's like, come on, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, bro. But let's get into it though. So my question to you guys is that, like, what do you think about this type of model? Do you think there's something that could work? Do you think it's something that you could do, that you could marry somebody not even knowing them, not even seeing them, but just speaking to them?
Wow. Hell no. Ain't no chance at all, because I feel like in the real world where mm-hmm. we all live in, there has to be that like actual like physical connection that you have mm-hmm. with a person, from like how they look, how they present themselves, for you to even approach them. So like, you taking that whole thing out, mm-hmm. I like the idea of like getting to know the person in order to like figure out exactly, you know, is this going to be something that actually works for me? Mm-hmm. You know, we can have like a good conversation, because that's important. But at the end of the day, you waking up next to this person every single day.
They got to be easy on the eyes.
They got to be easy on the eyes.
No, but see, but then again, it kind of calls in the question, like, is that really a priority, or is it really about personality? Like, because, you know, you talk to these people, like, you don't see them. You literally talk between a wall. And it's all conversation. So what is going to last longer? Because looks can fade. So is it the personality that's really going to make that relationship whole? Or is it based off of the looks? Right. So that's, I mean, and that's the part really that got me. So I watched it. You know, I seen it. And the part that got
that doesn't seem like your repertoire. First,
we just gonna keep just gonna bypass that. I watched it. I saw it.
I thought you only watched sports.
I watched it. I seen it. I actually liked it. It was cool.
I liked it. We had time. Yeah. I loved everything. It was cool.
And I watched the reunion show too. That shit was fun.
I didn't watch the reunion.
Oh, you didn't watch the reunion show?
No, I didn't watch.
Yeah, you gotta see that. But at the end of the day, it's like, it's really the premise of it is, are you actually falling for the person, or is it kind of like you falling for the ideal or the looks, or what do you think a person should be? Like, because it's all conversation based. You don't get to see the person until after you propose. So then when you propose, then y'all go on vacation together, and then you kind of start meshing.
So my question is this. How mm-hmm. long is that, like, talking, getting to know each other?
So it's all in 30 days. All of this supposed to happen within 30 days. The
talking and proposing shit was like 2 days, man. Yeah. It was like Khan saying, I love you.
It was, I would say the whole, that part was probably about a week. A week and a half.
It was like, because they was going like day 13.
They was on the first person got married in 2 days. The first person proposed in 2 days.
I love you and shit. How?
So you watched it too?
Yeah, I watched it. Hell yeah. I watched it for you. I watched it all. I can tell you. That's incredible. And when you got the psychopath interracial, he crazy as fuck. He do not let her move without him being right on.
Oh, hell no.
Yo, crazy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel, I think that, because, you know, that's the couple that they've been pumping up on TV a lot. Like, they've been on mm-hmm. social media a lot. Yeah. And so it's pushing this, I think it's also pushing this narrative, but that's a whole different conversation.
Yeah, we're going to have an episode about that, because I got some things to say on that
topic. Yeah, we definitely got, interracial dating. Interracial.
All right, so I'll say a real quick piece on that. Mm-hmm. Next time you watching regular TV, right?
Look at the
pay attention to the commercials and how many interracial couples it is.
I've been peeping
it's non fucking stop. Like, as if that's how the world actually
exists. And then also that, how many brothers are in it as like the lead character, or like as in the male, it's a lot more female dominated commercial dealing with a white man than a black man dealing with a white woman.
And also take a look at the shade of black for these commercials.
Yep. And it's no black ass niggas on this at all. Like, no charcoal.
Well, I think that's because of the LSC, you know.
Hey, all right, we're going on to the next thing. We're not spending more time on that. But I will say this much on this whole Love is Blind thing, right? That get to know you period is not long enough, because in real life, I feel like when you dating somebody, you getting to know them, you don't meet that real person until about 6 months.
I agree.
Before that, you meeting a representative.
I agree. Mm-hmm. And the good thing about this episode is that they touch on that, right? There's some parts on there you be like, ooh, you starting to see the crazy.
Mm-hmm. Let's see G.
You starting to see the crazy.
Check this out. And what's his name?
Yo, when they was on a boat.
Yo, when a nigga told her her wig kept moving.
That's what gay dudes do.
But that's too, is that, and shame on her for not knowing.
Yo, the whole time, pictures I was sending of that, like, before they was still, you know, they was releasing episodes every Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Before they was done releasing them, I was sending pictures of her wig. Like, it was horrible. I ain't no, beautician or nothing like that.
But I know
like
a bad wig.
But I'm pretty sure you ain't supposed to be saying that rubber, Lord, silicone, like the end of the glove looking thing.
Hey,
like
the nigga told her wig kept moving. Hey, yo, I hollered, yo. I was weak. Like, the shit was
y'all
funny as
actually
shit.
Make me watch. I mean, I didn't realize I was the only person who ain't seen
yo,
it.
Yo, you gotta see it, yo. The shit was funny as shit.
I'm glad.
Like, when they got into it, like, real bad. And, like, the nigga was mad. Like, he like they was arguing, whatever. And she said something about, yeah.
But she went off at
yeah,
that,
yeah, she did. She did went off on. She was like, yeah, because the next dick you gonna get or something. And then the nigga was like, man, fuck you and your wig. Your fucking wig ain't supposed to be like that. The shit keeps sliding to the side. Like, nigga, I was in that week.
Yo,
this shit was funny as shit. But yeah, I mean, I think that. But
I
he
said
went,
when
but,
I first heard him talk, I said, he gay.
Yo, but, more, but you see the reunion, though? On,
he definitely had his flamboyant.
Yeah, he had his moment. Yeah, yeah. But yo, you see the reunion, though?
Yeah.
He really love her, yo. I think he really love her, yo.
Who?
As a homegirl, as like a shopping partner.
No, he really love her, yo.
I don't think so.
I think he really love her, yo.
Yo, he got a dick.
I got a question on this about this whole bisexual getting married thing, right?
I knew it was
because
coming.
Beyond that, right? If you do get married to a woman, are you now? Are you still bisexual?
Well, that was my question.
Yo,
are you straight now?
Like,
let's be honest. If any one of us in this room right now said, "I ain't gay," but I'm bi. I tried to do before. Mm-hmm. We gonna look at them like, y'all, nigga, you gay.
I say the same thing. Like, right. A girl
he
said,
gay,
like,
yo.
I'm not.
He's gay.
I don't feel that way at all. So I'm gonna put something out there. Y'all not gonna like it. It's okay.
Throw it up.
We'll throw it out there.
Catch it.
I believe everybody, male, female, don't matter, age, whatever. Everybody is on the spectrum, right? I feel like it's a certain like distance you go between like, do I like men, do I like women? I feel like everybody is on there, and not everybody is in the middle, not everybody is, you know, completely to one side or the other. I'm not saying that you have sexual like feelings towards the same sex, but I do feel like in order to be friends, in order to like have like a long-standing relationship, there's a certain level of attraction to the same sex. But it's not a sexual attraction.
I get what you're saying. So that's why I say everybody's
on the spectrum.
Yeah, so it could be like a dude, like a guy you know, or a friend, coworker, whatever it may be. Like, you always dress really nicely.
Exactly.
And
you'd be,
and
like,
you be like, damn, yo, like, that nigga's a good dresser. Right. Like, you know what I mean? Something like, I get what you're saying. Yeah.
But
okay.
What I'm saying is, if a nigga had sex with a nigga, do you think he's not gay?
No, he's gay.
He's gay.
Definitely.
So if he prefers sex with women, I think he is bi.
Because his definition of how he explained it, I think, is that he fall in love with people and not
pansexual. Yeah. That's what I heard. Pansexual.
Mm-hmm. He fall in love with people.
Well, here's my thing. I think that she may have been cool with it if it didn't come out on national TV.
No, I think it just.
I think it would have lessened the blow, I think.
Well, I don't want to give too much away for the people that haven't listened to, but his reaction of when she confronted him about the situation, I think that fucked the whole situation up.
Yeah, because he got real feminine. Yeah, he got real feminine and real defensive. So, and it was like, he handled it
like a chick rather than a man.
Yeah, he did.
So my follow-up question, where do we stand on women? If a girl tells you right now, oh, yeah, you know, sometimes I like to have sex with girls. Is she gay?
Yes.
Well, it depends on what she look like.
Yeah, oh, so now it depends on what she look like.
No, if she's the male dressing female or the female dressing female.
So I think, yes, she's gay.
Yeah, she's gay.
But if she also likes to have sex with men.
Is she bisexual? Well, because again,
so that's what I'm getting.
I think the male, the urban type of society is that we don't really recognize the whole LGBT alphabet people.
Yeah, we don't agree with bisexuality.
No, we just don't. We're not educated enough.
I agree.
It's not that I don't agree with it.
No, I mean,
it's
not that we don't. Not saying
they do what they
want to
do.
Yeah, not that we hate. No, I'm not saying not that we hate them or we don't agree with the lifestyle. But what I'm saying is this, like, we don't have a. It's either what I think in a lot, again, in a lot of, in our society, in a lot of urban environments, we either is one way or another.
The other.
It's not a middle ground. And we feel like those type of people are playing the middle ground. And that may not necessarily be true, but that's in urban society especially, that's kind of what the ground is.
Are we messing with a girl she bi?
Hell yeah.
I have, most definitely.
Are we hanging out with niggas if they bi?
That's because...
I got friends that are gay.
Me messing with a girl that's bi is...
We said bi.
I got a couple friends that are bisexual men.
And you hanging out with them and everything is cool, right?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Either way, I think it's all right. Like, do what you do, but, like, the one problem that I do feel like comes up a lot, do what you do with one person at a time, though. If you're saying you're in a relationship.
Well, yeah, if
like,
you're saying
you're in a relationship, you should be messing with that one person, not just out here slanging it.
So, but let's go back to the whole original question, though. If you get married, if you bisexual, you get married to a woman, does that change your sexual orientation? Because again, you're only gonna have one woman for the rest of your life.
No,
I think if you sucked a dick before, and even though you go marry a lady, you still suck that dick. In my opinion, like you still like, I don't want to put it up like say you gay, but you still you suspect to me.
Yo, we got have a whole episode.
Yeah, we got to come back to this.
Let's get into
the next question, though. Let me get into my whole thing about this whole model, right? Because my situation with this model is that it doesn't work out, right? Because one, again, you cannot force love, right? I think it has to happen organically, right? Because I feel like you go into a situation with already intentions of trying to find love, then it's more of a interview rather than organically finding love. Again, because like I said, you got to talk to each other. You're not going to get the best version. You're going to get the best version of the person on the opposite side.
I agree.
Right? Because again, you're looking for, you want to find that person. And if you don't like that person, then again, like I said, it's like a job interview. All right, I'm shutting you down. Boom. It's over. Right? It doesn't work out that way because, again, later on, you're always going to find those secret things that you're going to find out, like those insecurities. You're going to find out those flaws. You're going to find out those different things that you might not really say, hey, I'm really not with that, right? So I don't think that's the best way to find it. Well, I mean, I don't think this is an experiment, but I don't think that's the best way to really find it.
I mean, at the same time, what may work for you may not work for others. You see what I'm saying? So, like, at the end of the day, think about it. If you set up here and you talk to your boo-boo for 3.5 days straight, like, it's just y'all two, y'all vibing, the conversation is consistent, y'all talking over a 3-day period, a whole weekend, y'all talking consistently that whole time, like, you can learn a lot about a person in a confined space.
What you want them to learn about you, though.
Say it again.
What you want them to learn about you.
But no, I mean, if you're vibing on that level, and you guys are like really into a conversation, you're like, damn, y'all really feeling this person. Like, I don't want to put the phone down. Or matter of fact, even if y'all face to face.
That's versions, though. That's what I'm saying. Like,
but it doesn't necessarily have to be true. That don't necessarily have to be true. Because you could talk, like, one conversation I had with a female that I was talking to, I mean, she literally gave me her life story in like 15, 20 minutes. And then was kind of like, okay, well, what do you do with that? Like, do you take it or you leave it? Because literally, I knew a lot about her. I mean, intimate shit about her. Within 15, 20 minutes of us meeting, but 15, 20 minutes of having that conversation, I learned a lot about her. So it was like, okay, do you take that and you use it and do you want to keep going? Or do you take it and be like, all right, well, wait a minute, this is too much. I need to back up and so I may need to curve and run.
I think it goes back to what you were saying. It depends on a person.
Yeah.
If some people, that's how they work. Like, it'll be cool from them. A lot of people, it would not. I'm one of those that would not. Because I think about it like, if you telling me this much up front, you got a whole bunch of hidden shit that you're not ready to talk about
that's
yet.
That's what I'm saying.
But it could be that. It could be that, or it could be a person that's at the point, like, yo, when you really truly find who you are as a person, like, that's like one of the most liberating feelings ever, yo. When you truly find out who you are as a person, like I said, most of the time, like, I didn't really get it. People say, you know, at the 30, blah, blah, blah. Like, you really kind of, you know who you are. And then, like, now, you know, approaching my 33rd birthday, I'm like, yo, like, certain shit that I wouldn't tolerate, that I would tolerate in my 20s, don't even fathom me anymore. Like, it's to the point where I'm just like, yo, fuck it. It don't even matter. So, you got to look at it. Once you find out who you are as a person, for some people, yo, they like to put all this shit out on the table. Like, this is who I am, this is where I'm at, this is what I want to do, this is what I want to accomplish, and that's going to be it. And some people are still, you know, a gradual release thing. I mean, I'm a gradual release person. I ain't going to tell you my deepest, darkest secrets right out the bat, but for some people, they do that. Like, because they like, look, if you going to take me who I am, how high I am as a person, or you need to get the fuck on.
Right.
So it depends really on what you're dealing with. Like, you know, dating older women. I date older women. At this point, they know who they are. They're like, yo, here it is. Like, this is me. This is what I am. This is what I'm going to accomplish. This is what my plan is. And if you don't fit in my plan, then you can just go ahead and keep, you know, you can go this way or, you know, whatever it is. But this is who I am as a person already. So you can't, I'm not changing nothing. Well, not necessarily changing nothing, but I'm not deviating from my plan because this is who I am as a person already. So you got to kind of take it or leave it.
Oh, I get it. I get it. So the second part of this whole dynamic is that, again, like I said, they're getting married before they even get to see, well, they are proposing before they even get to see the person.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I, you know, I think one of the most important things to me is I got to be attracted to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. And I think it's not just physically, but
easy on the eyes.
But I mean, it's part of it is physical attraction.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, I agree.
Again, I mean, I think Netflix, I think they did a disservice because they made pretty much everybody on there pretty much attractive.
Yeah. I mean, but again, that's like, you don't see no fat niggas on these type of shows. You don't see, like, yo, you don't
laugh too much.
Yeah, right. Exactly. These niggas laugh a little too hard.
Is there any short niggas on there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. One of the, and right. So that's one of the situations is that one of the chicks that, again, it was her second choice, but she keeps saying this physical thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm emotionally there. But emotionally there, but physically, I'm trying to get there. Mm. That's what she kept saying.
Right.
And he was like, well, because is it because he's shorter, mm-hmm. or is it because they taller guys?
Right.
But she wouldn't ever say. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that was the real reason. That was just a cop out. But again, you know, it gets into that situation.
She didn't get a man no cheeks.
Exactly. Everybody else was on her first.
Everybody night. Else was there.
So,
but this nigga was like, so...
For the listeners out there, we're going to have a whole nother episode about all of this, these various topics, fat niggas, short niggas, bi niggas, all of this. We about to have this, because I got a lot of shit to say about the short niggas.
So, my question is this, number one, right, could you marry somebody without seeing, like, or is the physical attraction important before marriage? Or, and then, number two is that, can you have sex...
Or could you wait?
Sex? But you have marriage before sex.
Would you buy a car without test driving? Like, no,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you got to kick them tires, right? Before you buy that car.
I mean, so I think this, right? One young lady that I was interested in did tell me up front that she was celibate. So we
hold on. Time out. Because this is a whole different thing.
Yeah.
Is she a virgin?
No,
or
she's not
is
a virgin.
Celibate.
She's
because that means to me that she had 2 months sex before, and now she's saying I ain't having sex no more.
See.
Yeah, I mean, that was my question too. I said, well, since you celibate, I mean, you know, we was having.
I asked the chicks before that, and she said, yep.
She was like, yeah, exactly. And that was my question. I was like, so, all right, so this concerns me a little bit because I need to know, okay, so what's the past history like? So, I mean, was you out here in these streets or you just got to the point where you starting to find yourself and all that type of deal? Like, what's the issue with that? So, I mean, we talked for a little while, but it got to the point where I was like, yeah, nah, this not going to work for me because I'm a young man. I still got my urges and needs, so I can't do that part. Nah.
I'll be your friend until you start fucking. I love good conversation with women. Like, I ain't going to lie to you. I love a good conversation. But... what would get me is that the monetary part before. I'm just gonna be your friend, you know. We'll hang out. We'll go dodge it. But until we get physical, then
yo, we not yo. So fuck that. We not opening this door. We gonna be there for another episode.
Listeners, please hit us up about what y'all want to hear more about. Yes.
Did I get in trouble again?
I mean, maybe.
No, I mean, listen. Yo, we got a lot of episodes left. You know, season two is popping for us right now. We gonna ride it till the wheels fall off. But I need y'all to comment, let us know. Hop on our IG. I mean, you can post a comment on the.
So we done?
No, we not done. But I'm just saying, like we you know, we want
thinking about it.
Yeah, we want the viewer interaction because I'm just you know what I mean.
Let's just get into it. Could you have sex before marriage? Yes or no?
Could I romance? Could I have sex? I've had sex before
marriage. I mean, could you get married? Yeah, could you wait? Could you wait to have sex before marriage?
No. No.
College kid.
No.
You too young anyway.
Yeah, he too young. He still hungry.
I don't even know what love
Average
is.
Average Jimmy.
Nah, I need to test ride that thing, Sean.
More about Nathan?
No.
Brother Man from the Fifth Floor? Absolutely no.
Nope. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. Nope.
Yeah, I gotta kick them ties, bro.
Yeah, I was picking it apart. Like when the one girl said, well, I don't wanna, how basically she can't be pleased good or something, and she ain't wanna like mess that up. I'm like, bitch, all you doing is prolonging it.
Right.
All you doing is waiting 6 months to get that feeling instead of now. Like, get it now and see if it's going to be that feeling.
You got to get them three times. I get it three times.
You get three right?
You had sex one time. Because the first time probably going to be fucked up. It usually happens. You know, niggas get nervous. On both sides. You know, shit happens, right?
Yeah,
two, you know, you got a little bit more chemistry. You know, blah, blah, blah. But three, if you get it wrong that time, then you're done. It's a done deal.
By the third time, you got to knock it out the park.
Yeah, you got. It's a done deal. Three strikes, you're out.
Yeah, because first time... See, I believe first time you got to hit it out the park the first time. Because that's going to open up door number two.
I mean,
two.
It depends on, like, what your connection is, though. Like, if you nervous or whatever, like, see, it might not go that way.
No, see, what I do, I pick a spot on the wall, and I zoom in on that fucking spot on the wall. Like,
what?
That's it. It's that's like tunnel vision.
That's a first.
It's tunnel vision on the. I'm looking at that.
But that's what I'm saying, though.
We're not making no eye contact.
No, but this is not
saying.
This
is not none of it. I'm looking at
this. I am on a mission.
This is what I'm talking about, though. You got to have that connection.
That's exactly what I'm talking about, though. Because again, for a woman, that could be bad sex because they ain't not getting that emotional connection.
Like it depends. But again, it depends on the woman too. Like, it depends on what you're trying to accomplish. But I'm picking that motherfucking spot on that wall.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to zoom in on that bitch. So and that's going to be what it is.
Basically, grown man's be on a mission.
I just got to make it 2 minutes. I got to make it two minutes.
Got past my average. Right. 7.5 minutes. 623
Get yours fucking mine.
623 pumps.
623. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Oh, shit. No, you got mixed up.
Stop talking to me. Stop talking to me.
It got to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Got to start over. Shit, I forgot. Lost count.
Oh, my goodness.
God damn.
You know, you just got to do that sometime. But, you know, other than that, yo, but.
He got hit him with the 5, 6, 5, 6, 6. Got hit him with a 1.
Shit, lost count. Start over.
Oh my
and
God.
Ready.
I don't
and
know
begin.
If I got it. I don't know if I got it.
Yo, it be like that though. But nah, yo, you gotta. Yeah, I mean, you gotta do your thing. But I think three times, yeah, because the vibe is gonna be different by the second time.
Yeah, but you get that over the first two nights.
Mm.
Yeah.
So I mean,
you know, on the show they sent them one in the morning and one the next night. Yeah, because you know this on the show they sent them like Mexico or some shit,
right?
And they was on vacation,
exactly.
So like you can hit the first night and then by the second night, you know, you can't get too fucked up on vacation.
That's what I'm saying too. And you might get whiskey dicks, so you might be too drunk or something like that. Yeah. So you got to at least give them three times.
Yeah, because any kick in, you don't know what's going to happen.
Three times. But yeah, that's Love Is Blind. But I guess we go wrap up.
Yeah.
So again, we'll go ahead and wrap this thing up. Thank you guys for listening. Also, make sure that you guys, if you're thinking about doing a podcast, that you use Anchor. That's one of our first sponsors. Also, we are on Apple Music. We are on Spotify. We're on a lot of different things that you want to listen to your podcast on. Please like, subscribe, give us a review if you love this podcast or not. If you don't, then just leave it alone. Just ignore us. If you guys have any questions, always follow us on our IG. It's drunk_sober_thoughts_words. Oh,
no,
shit.
Dang, you fucked it up. Drunk, you got me fucking it up.
Drunk_words_sober_thoughts_.
There we go.
and definitely leave us comments. If you got any questions, anything that you want to hear, let us know. Make sure that you follow our Apple playlist. It's Drunk Words Equals Sober Thoughts.
You got it.
And then also we got Drunk Words After Dark. Mm-hmm. All of those things that you want to listen to. If you want to look out for us, if you need us, do any type of business promotion, anything like that, hit us up on the DMs. We're happy to do so.
We support black businesses.
Yes, yes, yes. Shout out to Flavor Clothing, favorite clothing line. Mm-hmm. And all those different things. This is us. Keep listening. We put a new episode out every Monday. If you have any questions, let us know. All right. Everybody say peace.
Peace.
Wash your hands.